Well, ever since Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they became captives, and everyone since then is a captive, is a prisoner. I'm going to ask a prisoner to come over here. Now, he doesn't know that he's a prisoner. Now, I'd like you to stand over there, please. No prisoner, move over here. And he's called Mr. Captive, which is a prisoner. And you think, well, he's not a prisoner. But he is. He can move his hands, but in actual fact, there are invisible chains. And these are spiritual chains. And these chains are around his heart and his mind, and they are all over him. And they are locked with lots of locks. And he doesn't know it. And I'm just going to show you how bad it is. Now, let's see. Put your hands there. We go there. Whoops. Whoops. There we go. Yeah, okay. Flips a few couple. All right, there. Over there. Wow. Can you move your hands now?
No problem.
Okay. Well, and this is what happened with sin. Sin puts us in chains, and they are locked. He can't undo that, can he? Well, and then there are more chains. And you know what these chains are? Each chain that goes around you. Oh, I tell you what, there are lots of chains. Oh, yeah, this one's tangled. Here we go. Oh, look, every chain, every lap are things like impatience, breaking laws, speeding, tax evasion, immorality, drunkenness, unbelief, pride, frustration, wanting to be in control, revenge, manipulating others, hating, dishonesty, greed, disobedience, hardness of heart, rebelliousness, stealing, slander, criticising, putting others down, racism, being uncompassionate, disunity, slothfulness, superiority, untruthfulness, laziness, ignoring parents, not listening, argumentative, deceitfulness, lust, choosing evil, anxiety, fear, love of money. Oh, goodness, it just goes on and on. Bashing, physically hurting others, living in the flesh, abusing others, swearing. Oh, it just goes on and on and on. These are... Oh, I don't think I'll have enough change to show what this is all about, but let's just try and just... Oh, perhaps we'll spin you around. That's right. Keep spinning around. Keep spinning in sin. Oh, he's a real sinner, this one. Oh, keep going. Oh, dear. This is awful. Look, and these are all invisible, and they're on every person. Let's just turn around there, stop, and I'll put another. And these are all locked. They're all locked because of what Adam and Eve did. Here we go. There we are. You can't undo that, can you? Oh, and there's more. This just goes on. These chains are just shocking. They are shocking. And they go over the mouth and everything. Oh, around the neck. Oh, dear. Oh. Okay, and then they get... Whoops. You spat it out, but it comes back. You can't get rid of sin. You've got no power to get rid of these chains. There we are. That one's locked too. Oh, look. I don't think I've got enough change. I don't think I've got enough change. There's so much sin. It's just... I better work on the legs. Okay. All right, move on.
I'll stand up.
You're going to stand... Oh, my goodness. Well, I think I'll have to walk around. This just goes on and on and on. And you can't get these off. And they're all locked. They're all locked. And there's no one that can unlock these. There's not a person in this. There's no one who can unlock. I might walk around you. This is what sin does. It puts you in chains. And the chains are there all the time. And everyone has them. Wow. And let's lock this one. There you are. There's the prisoner. He's captive. He can't get out. He can't do anything about it. He can't get rid of this sin. Well, this is what Christmas is about. Could you give this to me in a moment? This is what Christmas is really about. That somehow we've got to do something about it. See, the Father loves us so much, and He loves you so much, and He loves every one of you children and me and this prisoner. He loves them so much that He sent His only Son, so that our Son can actually set us free. But let's see. Now, Jesus had just been tempted. He'd just been tempted in the wilderness, and for 40 days, he never sinned before then. But when he was tempted powerfully, and he was fasting, he had nothing to eat or drink. He never sinned. After the last temptation, he left and he went back to Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread throughout the surrounding region. He taught in the synagogue and was glorified by everyone. Then Jesus came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. As was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath. And when he stood up to read, someone handed him a scroll. Can you put the first slide on? Just don't move that. And he looked at the scroll, found the scripture where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed." Now, He came to proclaim. He didn't set everyone free, but He came to proclaim there is a way forward. There is freedom. He came to proclaim it, that He came to give freedom. And He's the only one in this whole universe ever that can unlock. And there's only one key, and that's Jesus. Only one key. And that... Now, but before He does that, prisoner, do you confess your sin?
I confess my sin.
And do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
I believe. Jesus Christ.
And you give your life to Him.
I give my life to Him.
And you accept Him into your heart.
I accept Him into my heart.
Well.
What can you do about these chains, though?
Well, Jesus has done it. He has authority to unleash and unlock all these chains. This is why Jesus came. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas is about remembering that God has come to set the captives free. Every prisoner. And if you accept Him as Lord and confess your sin, He sets you free. And one key does all the lock. And guess what? These locks cannot be put on again. And you know what? God doesn't always do this all at once, but He takes all the chains off. But then Satan comes while they're coming off and he tries to put them back on again. Because he's sinned and he's listened to the devil. And Satan wants to wrap you up again. But the prisoner, who is no longer a prisoner, he's a free man, what does he do? He goes to the Lord Jesus Christ and says, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me. Go as soon as you sin, as fast as you can, go and deal with your sin and ask Jesus to forgive you. And if you've sinned against your parents, confess it to your parents and say, sorry, Mum, I did this wrong or something. And when Satan tries to put them back on, you can shake them off and you're free. Oh, can we have the next slide? Now, those chains are off permanently. And if Satan tries to put them back on, as I said, we can go to God and ask for forgiveness and He'll forgive us and we can get rid of those chains. And that's the tremendous news of Christmas. Can we have the third slide? And I thought this was a beautiful picture. This is Jesus smiling, laughing. This is His character. And look at all the children. They're all happy. And do you know what I was thinking about this? This is how God sees all the adults here and all the children here. He sees you all as children. All of you are like children. And you're there. Jesus even said to His disciples, little children. God sees you as a little child, all you adults, as little children. And little children. And Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the prisoner was able to be free because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus came and he had to die, was so that the Holy Spirit could come into his life. And the Holy Spirit dwells inside this free man. And the Holy Spirit can help and convict you of sin. And if you walk closely with the Holy Spirit, in step with Him, you will avoid doing a lot of the allowing those chains to come back on. And what's really important is that how do you keep these chains off? You pray. You keep praying to the Lord. Speak to Him. Listen to Him. Spend time with Him. Get to know Him. More and more. And then also read the Bible. God speaks through prayer. God speaks through, you know, through the Bible. He speaks other ways too, through dreams and whatever. But the Bible is important. Read the Bible every day. Pray often. And then there's a third thing. Meet with other Christians who've been born again, just like this free man who's born again. Once he confessed his sin and Jesus came into his heart, he was born again. And the Holy Spirit gives you spiritual eyes to see the chains, to see what these spiritual chains really do that are invisible and that chain you up. And so this is really important that we read the Bible, that we pray, and that we have fellowship with other Christians who are who are born again people, and as you have, and you can hear God speak through them, and actually, what you hear in the Bible, hear in prayer, and hear through other people should all agree. It should be the same message, and then you know you're on the right track. So this is what Christmas is really about. This man who's not really Jesus, but it's to represent him, came with a joyful heart to die for us and to give us life and to unlock every chain and to set us totally free. And that's what really Christmas is about. It's about freedom. And but it's more than just that. It's freedom to be one with the Father. The Father wants to be one with you and with every one of you children. God wants to be one like this. Put your hands together like this. That's how God wants you to be with him. One. Not two, not separate, but one. Because he loves you so much. So let's just pray.